the law in Galatians at last introduced. On Monday, October 15, near the close of the Institute, E. J. Wagoner introduced the subject of the law in Galatians. The discussion ran for almost a week at the Bible study periods in the general conference session. Beginning with the second day, Wagoner placed the emphasis on justification by faith. He was scholarly, gentle, and earnest, his arguments persuasive. On Monday, October 22, just 1 week after beginning his studies, he wrote a report of the progress of the Institute in the General Conference session for the readers of the Signs of the Times. After writing of the subjects presented in the Bible study hour during the first few days, he reported that next taken up were the law and the gospel in their various relations, coming under the general head of justification by faith. These subjects have aroused a deep interest in the minds of all present, and thus far during the conference, 1 hour a day has been devoted to a continuance of their study. His audience generally was in sympathy with the much-loved and respected Uriah Smith. Many stood with Butler, who was absent. Because Ellen White was tolerant and wished to see a fair discussion of the vital question of Christ and his righteousness, it was assumed she was influenced by Wagoner. This she denied, testifying, "I have had no conversation in regard to it with my son W. C. White, with Dr. Wagoner, or with Elder A. T. Jones. See also A. B. Olson, 13 Crisis Years, pages 304, 305. All could see that she listened attentively to Wagoner's expositions. In her retrospective statement, written soon after the conference, she declared, "When I stated before my brethren that I had heard for the first time the views of Elder E. J. Wagoner, some did not believe me. I stated that I had heard precious truths uttered that I could respond to with all my heart, for had not these great and glorious truths, the righteousness of Christ and the entire sacrifice made in behalf of man, been imprinted indelibly on my mind by the Spirit of God? Has not this subject been presented in the testimonies again and again? When the Lord had given to my brethren the burden to proclaim this message, I felt inexpressibly grateful to God, for I knew it was the message for this time." It is interesting to note that several times Ellen White declared that she was not ready to accept some points made by Dr. Wagoner. Of this she wrote on November 1, while the conference was nearing its close. "Some interpretations of Scripture given by Dr. Wagoner I do not regard as correct. But I believe him to be perfectly honest in his views, and I would respect his feelings and treat him as a Christian gentleman. The fact that he honestly holds some views of Scripture differing from yours or mine is no reason why we should treat him as an offender, or as a dangerous man, and make him the subject of unjust criticism. We should not raise a voice of censure against him or his teachings unless we can present weighty reasons for so doing and show him that he is in error. No one should feel at liberty to give loose rein to the combative spirit. It would be dangerous to denounce Dr. Wagoner's position as wholly erroneous. This would please the enemy. I see the beauty of truth in the presentation of the righteousness of Christ in relation to the law as the doctor has placed it before us. See also Olson, Op. Cit. p. 304.